BBC News with Marion Marshall. Boko Haram militants have captured a key military base in the far northeast of Nigeria, which was used by a multinational force set up to fight the insurgents. They've also seized the town of Barga. Fleeing residents said many people had been killed and the town set ablaze. From Lagos, here's Will Ross.
This is a significant town in the northeast on the shores of Lake Chad, and according to the senator, it was the last town that was still being held by the government forces. So it is quite a significant move by Boko Haram. And of course, for the people who have had to flee, they are now in a very, very precarious situation. Some of them went across the lake towards Chad. Others have just run into the bush. And some that we've spoken to have made it to the safety of Maiduguri City.
A huge car bomb has exploded near the international airport in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. A government spokesman said four civilians and the suicide bomber died in the blast. It's believed Somali security forces were the target of the attack, which has been claimed by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. Hundreds of police officers in the US have snubbed the mayor of New York by turning their backs as he was speaking at the funeral of a murdered policeman. The officer, Wen Jian Lu, and a colleague, was shot dead by a gunman with a grievance over recent police killings of black men. Many police resent Mayor Bill de Blasio's expressions of sympathy for anti-police protesters. Mr. Bill de Blasio appealed for harmony.
New York has been, from its earliest days, the most tolerant of cities. A place where people of diverse backgrounds and occupations and races and creeds have lived together in harmony. But there have always been times when that harmony has been challenged. As we start a new year, let us rededicate ourselves to those great New York traditions of mutual understanding and living in harmony.
Egypt says archaeologists have unearthed the tomb of a previously unknown queen dating back to the 5th dynasty of the pharaohs. It was located by Czech archaeologists in a necropolis southwest of Cairo, as Warren Bull reports.
Egypt's antiquities minister, Mamdou Aldamati, said the tomb was discovered in Abusir, which served as a cemetery for the ancient Egyptian capital Memphis. Inside the tomb, he said, was inscribed the name of the woman, Khentekhes. She's believed to be either the wife or mother of the pharaoh Neferefre, who reigned about 4,500 years ago. The Czech archaeologists also found about 30 utensils made of limestone and copper. They say the discovery will help shed light on unknown aspects of the 5th dynasty of Egypt's pharaohs, which along with the 4th dynasty witnessed the construction of the first pyramids.
World News from the BBC. A bomb explosion in southern Yemen has killed at least four people and wounded more than 20 others. Police said the bombing in the city of Damar, south of the capital Sana'a, targeted a gathering of the Shia Muslim members of the Houthi rebel group. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula said it had carried out the attack in a statement posted on jihadist websites. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, has said the timetable for the withdrawal of American troops from his country may have to be re-examined. In an interview with a U.S. news program, Mr. Ghani said deadlines concentrated the mind but should not become dogmas. President Obama has pledged to pull out all remaining U.S. troops by the end of 2016. Afghan forces have increasingly taken control of security as international forces withdraw. Pope Francis has continued efforts to reform the leadership of the Roman Catholic Church with the appointment of 20 new cardinals. The Pope said the cardinals came from 14 countries, including Ethiopia, Thailand and Tonga, and reflected the Church's diversity. 15 of the new cardinals are under 80, which would make them eligible to take part in a conclave to choose the Pope's successor. BBC World Service News.